From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea says it has successfully conducted the test of a two-stage thermonuclear device, a hydrogen bomb meant for intercontinental ballistic missiles. North Korea's sixth nuclear test went off precisely at noon on Sunday, Pyongyang time, according to the South Korean and Japanese governments, as well as numerous non-government experts here in the U.S. Shea Cotton, research associate at the James Martin Center for Nonproliferation Studies, reacted to the bomb test.
I don't think that North Korea is exactly ready to deploy this weapon yet. And even when they do, the situation isn't that much changed than it was before. North Korea knows that any sort of conflict would result in its destruction.
6.3 magnitude tremor was recorded at surface level today, centered at the North Korea nuclear test facility. That would be consistent with the detonation of a hydrogen bomb. President Trump and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe talked by telephone Saturday about cooperation in facing the nuclear threat from North Korea. President Trump spent a day visiting with hurricane victims in the states of Texas and Louisiana, where he applauded the work of the National Guard in the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey.
I want to congratulate you and you guys, the Army guys. This has been, it's brutal what's been up there, but you have done so much for the services and for the respect. And the whole world is watching. The whole world is watching.
Hurricane Harvey made landfall in Texas last weekend, dropping record amounts of rain. 50 lives were lost. 1 million people have been displaced. This is VOA News. Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto says his country will not accept any proposal from the United States that goes against Mexico's national dignity. He noted the relationship with the Trump administration must be based on principles such as the protection of Mexico's migrants. President Trump has labeled Mexico's migrants in the past as murderers and rapists. He also declared that the U.S. will build a wall between Mexico and the United States. A convoy of Islamic State jihadists continuing its trip across Syria after getting stuck in the country's eastern region, and most have crossed over into areas controlled by IS near the Iraq border, despite U.S. threats to bomb the group. About 300 militants and their families left the Syrian-Lebanon border earlier this week, part of a ceasefire deal struck by IS, Hezbollah, and the Syrian government. Meantime, United States-backed fighters in Raqqa say they have taken the last of the districts of the old city from the Islamic State.
Dalal Sello, a spokesman for the SDF, told AFP the coalition fighters are now on the edges of IS's security quarter in the city center, where most of its main bases are. About 25,000 civilians remain trapped with the remaining jihadists. The SDF began its campaign to recapture the former de facto capital of the so-called IS caliphate in June with the help of U.S. air support. A U.S. military spokesman has said he has not yet been able to confirm whether the city's been retaken. Mary Mata, VOA News.
Britain appears to be drifting toward a Norway-style Brexit deal that would give Britain access to the European Union as a single market. Speaking in Washington after 4 days of testy and inconclusive talks in Brussels with EU negotiators, the British minister overseeing Brexit negotiations, David Davis, said Britain is weighing whether to join the European Free Trade Association.
When I spoke to my European counterpart, Michel Barnier, I said to him once, the pessimist sees difficulty in every opportunity. The optimist sees opportunity in every difficulty. And as ever on that front, I am a determined optimist in this. We will get to those opportunities. Because fundamentally, I believe that a good deal is in the interests of both the United Kingdom and the European Union and of the entire global community.
Davis's comments surprised some in the audience at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, where in his speech, the British minister also appeared to take aim at President Trump without mentioning his name and warned against the West turning its back on globalization and free trade. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.